You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott, and this March marks a once-in-a-lifetime occasion of epic proportions. It's the ultimate Pi Day. Not just 314 as usual, no, it's 314.15, adding two more of the famed Pi decimal. So this is not going to happen again for another 100 years. For added nerd joy, be sure to begin your celebration at 9:26. Joining us now to talk about Pi and its enduring allure is Atish Bhatia. He writes the Empirical Zeal blog for Wired.com, and he's the Associate Director of Princeton University's Council on Science and Technology. Atish, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me here.
I want to ask you the most basic Pi questions. So let's start with, what is Pi?
Okay, so Pi is a number, and basically what it is it has to do with circles, and it's, you can think of it as the answer to the most simple question you can ask about a circle. So let's say I give you a circle and it's 1 foot wide, and I ask you, how long is the perimeter of the circle? In other words, if you were to take a piece of string and pull it all the way around the edge of the circle, how much string would you need? Right? So if the circle is 1 foot wide, the answer to that is you would need pi feet of string to go all the way around. If the circle was 2 feet wide, you would need 2 pi feet of string to go all the way around. If it was 3 feet wide, you would need 3 pi. In other words, it's the ratio of the circumference all the way around to the diameter all the way across. That's pi.
Why is pi so important? I mean, I understand its importance in figuring out the size of circles, but what else do we need it for?
Sure. So from a mathematical point of view, pi is fascinating. And the reason for that is, normally, when we think of numbers, we think of, like, you know, decimal numbers that end, you know. So, like, if I measure the size of something, it could be like 1.25 inches, and that's it. But when you think about what pi is, it's actually this really weird number. And you can kind of get a sense for how weird people thought it was by the fact that it's called an irrational number. Mm-hmm. What that means is that it never ends at some point, never truncates. It goes on forever, and it never repeats. So there's this kind of paradox that you deal with something as simple as a circle, and all you want to know is, what's the size of the circle? And I come across this kind of weird, never-ending number that just, you know, it's 3.14159 dot, 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 dot. But there's no discernible pattern to those numbers. They seem random, but we don't know that they're random.
When you say never repeating, so there's no sequence that repeats?
No, that you could have a sequence that repeats. For example, you could have like a, you know, six nines in a row. What I mean is that it's not like the whole thing repeats. So, you know, one approximation to pi is 22 divided by 7. But that's not really pi. It's just an approximation. And the reason is that 22 divided by 7 is 3.142857, 142857, 142857, and it goes on and on and on like that.
Atish, who's trying to figure out more and more and more of pi?
So there is this kind of, I don't know, you could call it maybe like a nerd or geek subculture. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think it's kind of awesome. There's like this group of people who, I guess, enjoy the challenge of calculating pi and taking it as far as you can go. It's sort of like the famous retort, why climb Mount Everest? Because it's there. So why do people keep calculating more and more and more digits of pi? Well, because they can. And so I think the most recent record that I know of is something like 10 trillion. So a trillion is 1,000 billion. So this is 10,000 billion decimal places have been calculated. But the thing to know about that is, you actually don't need to know that many digits of pi for any practical purpose. So imagine the biggest possible circle you can imagine. Imagine a circle that's literally as big as the observable universe, right? If you wanted to measure the length of that circle down to the precision of a single hydrogen atom, you just need 39 digits of pi to do that. So really, anything beyond that is sort of kind of the icing on the cake. It's not needed for any practical reason.
Give me some examples of where pi is used.
Sure. So if you're building something, if you're building anything that has to do with a circle, then you really need to know pi, right? So just to come up with an example, like let's say I take a stick and I push down on it, it'll eventually like buckle and break. to figure out how much force can I push down on a stick before it breaks or before it buckles, that equation has pi in it. So if I'm designing a building and I need to know, you know, how strong do I need to make my column so that it takes the weight of the floors above and doesn't buckle, I need to know pi. That's kind of from the engineering point of view. My background's in physics. And so when you're studying physics and you think about the laws of quantum mechanics, the things that describe the smallest things in the universe, the smallest particles in the universe, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, you'll find that there's pi sitting right there in those equations. If you go to the other extreme and you think about the biggest things in the universe, the entire, you know, Einstein's theory of gravity that describes literally the entire universe, those equations also have a pi sitting in them. So from the smallest to the biggest, this number pi just pops up in all kinds of places.
Atish, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. That was fun.
Atish Bhatia writes the Empirical Zeal blog for Wired.com. And guess what? I almost forgot to ask him the most important thing. How many digits of pi does he know?
Oh, my goodness. This is another kind of a nerd pride thing, even though it has no, as I said, practical use. I think I know about a dozen. 3.14159265358979. That's it for me. I used to have a mnemonic to remember this. I think it was like, may I have a drink? Alcoholic, of course.
How does that work? I don't get that.
So may is like three-letter word.
Oh.
I is a one-letter word. Have is a four-letter. Is one letter. So may I have a drink? Alcoholic, of course.